Good afternoon. I understand that Steve Sable died today, and that's... I feel so bad for Steve's family and for what Steve went through here for the last 18 months. It was just terrible. And so our heart goes out to Steve's family and all those. You know, Steve and his dad are the recorders of history in the National Football League, and what a magnificent job they've done. So our heart pours out to Steve's family. Okay.
Injury update?
What would you like to know?
Deal.
Did not practice.
Okay. The extent of how long?
We'll see.
It's still like day-to-day type thing?
Well, it is. I mean, until something else tells us otherwise.
Coach, what would you say the likelihood
is you see him on Thursday? It's highly unlikely, but I would still hold out hope. We'll see. He's day-to-day, too.
Tom, you talk about the challenge in preparing for Cam and his offense on a short week. Just put some of the things that they're doing now with him.
Well, they certainly did showed an awful lot of offense from week one to week two. They definitely unveiled, you know, the way in which they plan on attacking, and obviously the yardage reflects that. Well over 200 yards rushing. Cam had a number of yards himself. But, you know, we've been studying and looking at this in the off season and trying to put together our thoughts on it. So, you know, certainly I think if you had 2 weeks, it'd be a challenge. But nevertheless, you know, we're working at it. And the unfortunate thing is you don't have really much time to spend full speed, so it's difficult. You can be in pretty good shape in the jog through, and then, you know, you got your challenge on game day. But, you know, we're working at it.
What would you say priority one is against Cam as far as that you have to do?
Well, you'd like to be able to eliminate the run game and the option game, but he's a very accurate passer as well. And when he stands in there, he obviously does a very good job, and he certainly spreads the ball around. And so it's a challenge, no doubt.
Does a guy his size and the ability to run create different problems than you would with an average quarterback of lesser size and stature?
Well, certainly he's powerful, and he can run through an arm tackle, no doubt. And he's physically strong enough to withstand the blows that come from rushing the football. So, yeah, sure. I mean, there's different size athletes. This guy's big and strong and fast.
Tom, what was the primary factor in Carolina not being able to run the ball at all against Tampa and then being able to get a whole ton of yardage in game two?
You know, their execution was so much better in the second game, and they diversified their offense even further. So,
Coach, I don't know if there's a way to rank this, but what's harder, the physical or the mental education turnaround? When you have that short week to 4 days, is it the mental part or the physical part?
Well, I think... you'd have to start with the mental part, because the Monday, for example, is a day when it's an analytical day usually. It's not an emotional day because you've just come through an emotional weekend. So, but you're introducing the next opponent. So it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that, quite frankly, as I always say, you don't worry about things that you don't have anything to do with, and we certainly we play Thursday night, we're going, you know, so the guys have done a pretty good job with it.
And the physical part?
Well, that's the part that's, you're hoping that some of your veterans can come around fast enough to get back into a full swing that they would normally have, even if you talk about a good full-speed Thursday practice. So it's challenging, particularly for the people that, you know, played an awful lot of snaps and are sore or whatever, and just getting back to their game.
Tom, do you think a full season of these Thursday games is good for the game?
I'm not going there. We're playing the Carolina Panthers Thursday night, and we're trying to get ourselves ready to go.
Tom, they have three players that run well, including their quarterback. Last year, all three gained over 700 yards. Just What about having to focus on more than one guy? How difficult is that?
Oh, they're very diversified. How about the outside? They got some people on the outside that are very good as well. Steve Smith, LaFell, these guys can play. And so it's, you know, 53 yards and 1 foot you got to defend now.
Tom, you worried about the overall health of your team as you go into those? I mean, is health a major concession, especially just week three into the season?
I don't know if it's any different than any other team at this point. I mean, you have some people that are nicked up, but the guys that will play will play hard, and they'll represent us well.
Tom, I'm sure you don't want to have to throw the ball 50 times again this week, but do you think what Andre showed you, you feel a little more comfortable with the running game, might start to get going here?
Well, I thought Andre did a nice job. And so, you know, he certainly was the focal point once Ahmad came out of the game. David has his plays, and we'll certainly get some more time as well.
What was the nature of Ahmad's injury?
Neck. When he came out of the game? No.
Right, yeah. Did you get any further information on?
No.
You've been very good about...
Neck.
You've been good and careful about the officials' issues, but is it really possible to go into another national spotlight game after, I don't know how much you watched the Monday night game, but officiating was again a big concern. I mean, how do you not be concerned?
Well, concern is one thing, but again, something that we have nothing to do with. We don't control that issue. It might be a concern, but it certainly is something that everyone has to deal with right now. So it's no different for us than any other team. And I'm certainly trying to balance the where my thoughts and how my time is spent appreciably greater on other issues than that. They're human. Mistakes are made, but we're trying as best we can to deal with it.
How about the adjustment, Tom? That it seems like you're letting the DBs be physical. Is that something that you have to kind of incorporate in your games?
Well, if you look at pass interference, it's incredibly lopsided. 97-98% DPI rather than OPI. And so you have a little bit of that on the other side, too.
Law clear is kind of become a staple of the starter in rotation. I don't know what your expectations were when you signed him, but, I mean, how was he stacked up to those?
We signed him as a veteran player who had certainly had ability and who could come in here and solidify the position in terms of maybe he would be the third. He's been a starter since he got here due to the injury situation and, played well the other day, and so we're fortunate that he's here.
Tom, I know it's a short week, but when you come out of a game like that with the win the way you did, does it give you a little extra jump going? Is there such a thing as momentum?
Well, there certainly is momentum, yeah. There's no time to even focus on it. You're excited, but the extent to which you're happy is that evening right after the game, because you're pretty much, things have to be done. I mean, I graded the film that night so that I could be, my attention could go elsewhere the first thing, 5:00 Monday morning. So whenever you have a game of this nature, coaches throughout the league have the same circumstance. They have to move very rapidly, so there's not even the normal amount of time that you can enjoy something such as a very nice come-from-behind win.
Situations with the ball very close
to the goal line. Is that answerable, or is that going to ring for the entire?
A couple situations inside the 5-yard line where you guys couldn't get in for the touchdown. What's the key to kind of getting?
Execution.
Have you had any further contact with Chiano about the last
play? No, I haven't.
Anybody in the league or anybody else?
Nope.
You haven't pursued it or anything?
Not at all.
Tom, was Hakeem able to do anything for him?
No, but that was by plan.
Okay, so he'll be good to go.
I expect that, yes.
Coach, how about your overall health of your secondary, especially the corners, and is that especially?
Well, we've had some issues there. You know, it's certainly not any surprise to anybody.
Right.
You know, so hopefully we're getting better.
Any better today in practice?
Yeah, I think so.
Coach, obviously, you
I felt better. I thought my back pedal was a lot better.
Well, we could put you in a secondary.
That'd be something to see.
Coach, obviously, you were in a particular situation with having to come back and throw the ball this past Sunday. But would you like to see, in a normal, regular situation, would you like to see a little bit more balance between the run and the pass?
Well, that's what I always say, but I'll take the 600 yards. Thank you very much. And not the turnovers.
Defensively, you've given up, I guess, too many big plays to your liking. How do you start to try to eliminate those, or is it more experience for these young defense?
Well, that's part of it. But, you know, when we've had pressure on the quarterback, the accuracy is not quite there. There have been some really terrific throws that have gone against us, the ball being right on the money. I mean, I think if you look at where Tryon was, I mean, I don't know if you get in any better position now. He is what he is in terms of the height, and the athlete went up over him, but he was in outstanding position. So you just keep, you know, working at it and studying it and understanding it and feeling better about it, and you do get better playing this game. You really do, like all games, you know. Ours is a long game. So, for example, the other day I thought in many ways we improved, and that would be something that I would certainly like to see come along a little bit better.
Tom, is one of Eli's strengths that ability to move on quickly, whether it's good or bad?
Yes.
Tom, you talked about the challenge of facing Cam Newton, the challenge of doing it on a short week. Are there a lot better quarterbacks to be facing than him because he extends play potentially, and are you more cognizant of the defensive line rotation due to that?
Well, he extends plays, but they also have, as has been mentioned, a couple of running backs that the combination of all of those people was very impressive the other day, to say the least. So, we have a defensive line rotation, and certainly we'll continue to do that. But the pressure aspect of it, being in the right place at the right time, you know, defending the option in all different phases, Those are concerns.
Do you expect that more question? Prince on the,
excuse me?
Do you expect that Prince on Thursday?
We'll see. I'm not ready to say that yet.
Tom, do you have updates on Deal and Hickson?
Neither one of them practiced today. We're holding out against all odds that they would feel better. But, we're taking it day to day. Naturally, with the concussion, you do have you have the protocol they have to go through, and it's a short week. And Dave felt better today, but how much better? You know, we'll have to see.
And it's just the MCL for Dave?
It's a knee.
It's
a knee. Thank you.
And Bradshaw is just saying you're holding on hope that he would be ready? Or?
We are.
Mm-hmm. Nick. All right. Nick.